Try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Out the clouds, still some showers showing up on radar here. We are at 70 degrees. Tuesday, got to talk real estate. Steve Dietrich in from Action Realty. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bill.
You're the numbers guy. I always go to you for numbers. How are we looking?
Well, they haven't changed much, but all the talk is in the right direction, so I might stick my neck out and say that maybe we'll see some drops coming soon.
It is looking better.
It is.
Okay, knock wood.
Yes.
Today, we're going to talk about listing descriptions, and are there certain key elements to writing up a good one? Are there things that really should be in there? I mean, you've done this for years.
Now we're talking ads,
yes,
for the
yes,
paper,
yeah,
and things
yeah.
like that. Yeah, there are things, you know, and I typically try to stay pretty general so I can get it all in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's something real special, you certainly want to add that into it. But, you know, the basic 3-bedroom, 2-bath, you know, large yard, close to someplace
mm-hmm.
type of thing, you know, I think is what you see a lot of it out there. But there are times that there's some special features, and you certainly want to include those.
Well, what happens if you leave something out and you're just not getting the responses? It's like,
well,
okay, I got to go back and redo this.
First of all, if you leave it out, the seller will be calling shortly.
I'm sure.
You know, so you don't ever have to worry too much about something not being right. And we do request that the seller look right away
mm-hmm.
so that they see something in there they would like to either have added or aren't real clear on something, that we get it cleaned up right away, too. So, yeah, we do look for their input also, that's for sure.
Is there groundwork to follow when you're writing up a listing? I mean, are there specific do's and don'ts, things you can do, things you can't do?
Well, there are the discriminatory things we have to stay away from. You'd be surprised what they are, but you cannot say walking distance to downtown because mm-hmm. we've now discriminated against handicapped people, believe it or not.
I believe it.
Close to churches.
Mm-hmm.
If you...
You can't put that in there?
Agnostic?
You can't put that in there.
Not supposed to.
Things have changed.
Yep,
Steve,
so you have to be careful and not mention, you know, walking distance to someplace or any discriminatory angle to something that could lead to, you know, somebody's inability to do that.
Sure.
Is discriminatory. So, it, you know, now think about pulling all that out of your ads.
No.
And then you're left over with some, mm-hmm. not a whole lot to go with.
Right. Do you ever find listings, or have you ever run across listings, too, that aren't quite factual or they don't quite measure up to what it actually is? I guess I'm talking fraud here.
Well, I don't know if it goes as far as fraud, but you certainly can, you know, rosy it up a little bit more than in somebody goes to the house and go,
no,
this doesn't fit the description I saw in writing.
Sure,
you know, well, that's might be true, but, you know, you'll do everything you can to try to bring somebody inside to look.
All right.
And then you get the reverse sometimes, you know. Maybe I get too general on a description and somebody walks inside and goes, wow, this is a lot nicer than I expected.
Okay.
You know, so it can go that way, too. But, there's some, you know, some ideas and some pre-written different things that you can use to go into your ads and things like that. But it's still up to the listing agent, you know, to put it out there.
Well, and like everything else, I'm sure it's subjective, too.
Sure it is. No, absolutely. And you know, if you see the word fixer-upper,
mm-hmm.
believe me, it's a fixer-upper.
It's a fixer-upper. They're not lying to you.
Yeah, you try to be careful, again, to not downgrade it so much. But at the same time, you want to be realistic. You don't want people going to look and then say, you just wasted my time because
right.
this is nothing like I thought based on your description.
We're talking listings today. Steve, in terms and in defining terms, what is meant by multiple listing?
Okay, so you hear us say MLS, and some of that's probably our fault for saying a multiple listing service,
mm-hmm.
okay? And what that means is that when I put a listing out there that's one that I have personally put into the system, anybody else can show it, you know, whether it's Hammer, Miller, Century,
okay.
And of course Fargo included, and there's mm-hmm. a lot of Fargo realtors that come down here.
Right.
And, you know, and it's a good service to have, I think, for the seller's perspective because, you know, you get it out there and you get all the other agents who may have buyers involved in the situation to maybe want to show it. And so I think it's a real good service for the seller.
Seller's advantage, definitely.
And also for the buyer, because the buyer can pick a realtor, get comfortable with him, and know that he can go look at all the properties that are for sale, not just that company.
Right.
And so the multiple listing service, it's a good situation, I think, for all parties concerned.
All right. Steve, great to have you in here. We're out of time. We could talk all day, you know that.
Oh, well, we could.
Tell you what, get out there and try to stay dry. Going to be another wet one by the looks of things today.
Might be a tough day for golfing, huh?
All right. Steve Dietrich in from Action Realty. Always a pleasure, Steve. Look forward to our conversation next Tuesday. 9:13 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
The southern wind sings again, and not a lullaby. Baby powder beaching to my feet has got me rolling, and the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burn. And the ship is off to sea, and the wicket is a churn as the southern wind sings again an island lullaby. You could jump right.